Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I am so thrilled that you could join us in an evening full of transforming energy. And that's right, Joe Dunning is with us tonight to send all who listen revitalizing energy. Remember, even if you don't listen to the live broadcast, you will still be able to get the same energy from listening to the archive show. There is no such thing as time or space, so the energy will always remain with us. All we need to do is just become conscious of it, and the effects will continue to flow. So download the show, put it on your iPod, or even burn a CD and play it continuously. It will always energize you. So let's hear from our wonderful sponsors tonight. Let me introduce you to this incredible new magazine called The Edge. This monthly publication explores humankind's greatest truth of self-empowerment through the evolution of consciousness, alternative healing, and the experience of an authentic life through holistic living. Fortunately for us, it's now online as the Digital Edge magazine, in which we can access the complete printed edition on screen. Go there. Bookmark it, and keep going back, because The Edge is a valuable resource in sharing leading-edge wisdom. It's also my favorite. So visit The Edge at soulofthecities.net. That's soulofthecities.net. Hi there, Jules here. I want to recommend a product that I feel is so important to the physical and mental well-being of the entire world. Whatever you do, remember this name, BeyondHealth.com. BeyondHealth.com's founder is Raymond Francis, a MIT-trained scientist that has written an incredible life-saving book called Never Be Sick Again. You must buy this book because the quality of your life absolutely depends on it. On top of that, Raymond created one of the highest rated supplements in the world that are so powerful we can eradicate cancer, obesity, high blood pressure, literally all forms of disease. I have personally tried these products and felt the wonderful effects within the first 24 hours. Whether you have cancer or the common cold, BeyondHealth.com can help get you well, stay well, and never be sick again. So always remember the name BeyondHealth.com and visit their site often. That's BeyondHealth.com. Come discover Canada's most unique and inspirational events, the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. Explore the many ways to improve your life mentally, physically, and spiritually as you expand your own consciousness. Attend seminars and workshops with the world's most life-changing authors, experts, and speakers. Body, Soul, Spirit Expo events are throughout Canada to fit your schedule, and with inspirational speakers such as shamanic best-selling author Dr. Stephen Farmer and superfood guru David Wolf. To find a Body, Soul, Spirit Expo that you would like to attend, go to www.bodysoulspiritexpo.com. That's bodysoulspiritexpo.com. Come aboard to Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation 2010. The last cruise was so powerful, we wanted to bring forth the energy once again to heal and completely transform you into being the magnificent manifester that you are here to be. We have 8 exceptional interactive workshops that will heal you, transform you, and give you great insight to your authentic self. Dee Wallace is returning by popular demand, as well as the most incredible and documented energy healer, Amin Habib, who transforms and emits powerful healing energy to us all. We have law of attraction experts, EFT experts, relationship experts, and hypnosis experts ready to help you to transform your life. So come along and enjoy this most affordable and luxurious event. This 4-night cruise is May 31st through June 4th out at the Port of Long Beach. Visit the cruise page at loaradionetwork.com. Think you can't afford this? Oh, yes, you can, because you are a magnificent manifester. See you on May 31st. Great, we're back. Next week, we're going to be talking about crop circles in the new DVD called What on Earth? It's going to be fascinating. So stay tuned in to Law of Attraction Talk Radio as we delve into the most fascinating topics. And to all those listeners on Live 365, come on down to loaradionetwork.com and tune into some really fantastic shows. Just click on the host's picture and come in and explore. And don't forget to bookmark the site so that you can always remember where we are. And while you're on the host sites, don't forget to sign up for their update. Well, we have one more month of signing up for the Cruise to Transformation on May 31st. You know, I just signed up a single today and they were so surprised at the low cost, which, by the way, includes all the food, entertainment, and workshops. Would you believe it's under $650 for a 4-night, 3-day trip that includes 8 incredible healing workshops? You know, we have many people who are traveling alone, and we will be matching them up using the Match Matrix system again, which was so successful last time. So don't be afraid about coming alone, because I can guarantee you, you're going to be walking off that ship with a brand new lifelong friend. So contact me or any of the hosts to come aboard and experience a luxurious transformation that you so deserve to have. Now let's get energized, shall we? Jo Dunning is back with us, and as many of you know, she transforms the energy as we broadcast. You know, you may notice a calm feeling come over you, or as you breathe deeply, you'll feel the love just start flowing through you. So just sit back and relax, allowing in all the energy that Jo is sending to you from Source Energy. Welcome, Jo, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jules. It's great to be here again with you.
It's been such a long time. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I just returned from the Amazon. Isn't that amazing?
How wonderful. What made you go down there?
You know, I've had kind of a lifelong dream to see the Amazon and visit with the indigenous people and learn a bit more about jungle life and herbal remedies and traditions and beliefs, and this was my opportunity. So I got a heart full of that. It was great.
How exciting. What did you do down there?
You know, hiking in the jungles, and then all the transportation is by boat. They don't even have roads. So much of the travel was on very small boats going up little canals to visit different tribes and sea homes and things like that. So it was great.
Did you bring back any herbal cures?
Well, you know, I learned a lot about herbal cures, and I didn't bring any back with me since we're not allowed to import plants and that sort of thing. So much of what they do is right there. I mean, as you and I know, most of the medicine, traditional medicine, our pills and injections and things, came from the forests, the jungles, and the ways in which the indigenous people were taking care of their problems. And so scientists go there, study what the indigenous people use, isolate the part of the sap or the flower or the tea that is actually helping the condition, and then make a pill out of it. So it was very interesting to be there and watch what they knew to do to take care of all of the issues in their life. It was just amazing.
So unlike the pharmaceuticals, you're actually getting more natural remedies for health.
Right. So the pharmaceuticals attempt to duplicate, chemically duplicate, the natural structure that comes from the tree or the leaf. And that's where we get into difficulty, because when we isolate in that way, as when we isolate anything, you know, when something is taken out of context, then we aren't quite sure what it might do in addition to its initial intent. And that's true of anything taken out of context.
Excellent point. Joe, before we get going with the flowing of energy to all of the listeners, I want to let everybody know about your upcoming workshop during the first week of May. And you have a brand new technique that you will be introducing to everybody. How exciting. Tell us what that is.
Yes, I do. Once a year, I offer a training program to help share and teach the techniques that I've developed. And I'm especially excited about this brand new technique that I'll be introducing this year for the very first time, and it's called the Quick Pulse. And many people are very familiar with the Pulse technique, and I have taken that technique and revised it and expanded it in many ways, and will teach the technique in one weekend with no practicum afterwards. Usually there's a six-month practicum with the coaching and sessions. And what I've done is condense it down so that this technique can be learned easily and done proficiently in a weekend, and also included the ability then to use this technique on yourself and with another individual and by phone. And all of those opportunities were generally included later in the training program, and I've put them all right now into this very beginning introduction into the whole training, and it's called the Quick Pulse, and that will be taking place May 1st and 2nd. That's a weekend, May 1st and 2nd. So I'm very excited about this new technique and introducing it to the public. And the reason I have done this, taken all of these opportunities and condensed it down into one weekend, is because we are moving into this amazing time, Jules, as you are well aware, where life is going to be transforming very rapidly, even more so than we have experienced recently. And we need a lot of people who know how to stay in a balanced, focused, centered manner as they go through their daily life. And we need a lot of people who know how to assist others in staying in that nice, balanced place. Because as we all discover, when life changes quickly, we sometimes feel like we lose our balance a little bit. You know, we don't know quite what's next, and our precious minds have the amazing ability to worry about things and be very concerned. And so I have really focused on creating this technique which can help everyone stay more balanced, and then they can also know how to assist others in moving much more gracefully and much more easily through these amazing times that we are just entering in now. We're just tiptoeing in them. We're noticing changes going on in the physical environment, changes going on in the weather, changes going on in political systems, changes going on in the financial world and in the housing market, big changes beginning to sweep in the health industry. So we're really beginning to experience massive recreation of our entire environment, our physical environment, our emotional environment, our mental environment. Everything is being updated.
So wouldn't you say, Joe, that this is the absolute right time for us to get centered and to start directing our thoughts to create a fantastic future?
This is the time. You're exactly right, Jules. This is the time. And that's what we're doing right now. As each of us go through our day and we have our thoughts and we have our feelings and emotions, that is the way in which we are projecting out into the world our request of how we would like to live our lives. And so right now is the key time to really begin to come into balance, to stay focused, to maintain an emotional sense of joy and peace and gratitude and appreciation and anticipation, joyful anticipation. And this is the time to do that. And so this training that I've put together is designed to assist people on that road to stay in this balanced format, this balanced, I wish I had a word that talked about the whole world in which we live individually, but so to keep our world around us functioning in a balanced way and each of us within that world staying perfectly balanced and centered at peace and with harmony as we go through these changes. And so I am very excited about what's ahead for all of us, what's happening now, and what's ahead very soon.
Perhaps now would be the time, Joe, to start the energy transformation.
I would be happy to start the energy, which I usually do during a broadcast. And then everyone who's listening to this broadcast who would like to be assisted by the energy of transformation, which comes from Source, will receive that energy and their life can begin to transform. So if that's okay with you, we'll just pause for a couple seconds and start the energy.
I think we're all ready.
All right, so we'll just pause right now. Okay, great. So now the energy will be going to everyone who listens to this show, and if you have it archived or recorded, the energy will also be recorded there. And it's a great way to continue to assist yourself as you move through the transformational times. You know, we have energy available to us. I call it source energy. Other people might call it prana or life energy. I think there's also a term, zero-point energy. It just means that which was, is, and will always be, and that from which all that is has been created. And that's source energy or prana or life energy or zero-point. It is that bigger flow, that constant ocean of support in which we each live continually. And so there are ways now to begin to align with that energy and specifically use it to focus to accomplish what we'd like to accomplish in life. And very often the things we want to accomplish have to do with the physical well-being in our body, our health, our physical well-being, or our financial well-being, or healing in relationships, or perhaps a job or financial, other kinds of financial support. So the source energy can be used and directed once we learn how to do that. And that's what the training program is about, is training people to do alignment with the source energy, to use it. And as we grow in our understanding of this energy and begin to experience the width, the breadth and the width of its abilities, then it can be used as we're doing right now on this show, Jules, and it can be used just to go out as a wave to everyone listening who would like to have its assistance, and it, that energy then will automatically begin to align that individual and ease their pathway through life and begin to resolve the issues in life. And in terms of the physical body, our body is what heals itself. Our body knows how to restore itself to perfect health. And all the body needs is the support to do that. And so the energy provides the support, like the nutrients, we might say, that food provides to our body. The energy is what we need then to begin to allow the body to do what it knows how to do. And we live in such a demanding society. We have never had generations as we have now that live in such high technology. The electromagnetic fields around us are huge. The radio waves around us are huge. The Wi-Fi and the cell phones and electricity and microwaves and all of this that many of us live in continually. We haven't had generations that have done this before. And it creates a real demand on our physical body, our mental body, and our emotional bodies. And so this source energy is one of the ways in which we can help keep all aspects of our being more focused and aligned and functioning optimally.
Joe, I keep on picking up a strong sense of fear that's radiating out through the mass consciousness of the world. What is going on? I know that we are being bombarded daily by news reports of fear of the economy, fear of the Haiti earthquake, fear of the Chile earthquake. The movie industry is banking on us going and seeing the movie 2012, which is filled up with fear. What is the message that we can relay to people right now?
Well, first of all, I would include as much as possible, unplug from those ways in which we are being deluged with unhappy thoughts about life. And so I would suggest that. And beyond that, I know most of us have the TV going and we go to movies and we listen to the news. So beyond that, what we need to begin to realize is that we have several aspects of our being. And these aspects function in different ways. We have the mental aspect. That's our mind. That's our everyday thoughts and beliefs and experiences. That's our mind. And that aspect of our being functions from a mental focus, which is based on survival, survival of the physical form. So we have that aspect going on. So with the mind focusing on how do we keep the physical form surviving, its focus is concerns, fears, projections of what might happen, what if this could happen. That's the way the mind plans its life to protect itself. Then we have the other aspect of our being, which I'll call the heart, or that deep connection into something that brings us great peace and sense of well-being. And that aspect of our being is focused on what we generally call love, or we could also call it harmony or peace or balance or health. All of those kinds of things are those wonderful sensations that we have. Those are our heart-based ones. So we have the mind and the heart. And what we are trying to do is bring into coherence, meaning a balanced way of functioning, the rhythms of the mind and the heart, to synchronize the rhythm of the mind with the rhythm of the heart, and to make them function as one holy, meaning whole and sacred, unit. And when we can put together the mind and the heart, then we can walk peacefully through these troubling times that we notice around us. And we can begin to let the mind become more quiet. And the great security and trust and peace of the heart begin to be our guiding force. And when we are aligned in that heart place, and the heart place is just that part of us that feels good. If you really want to follow your heart, you follow that which brings you joy and happiness and peace inside. And so if we are following this heart place, then we will always be exactly where we need to be, and we will know that. We'll know that we are exactly where we need to be, experiencing exactly what we need to experience. And in that way, we walk gently through the changes ahead. And although those around us may be feeling something uncomfortable happening in their life, we will be walking on the stepping stones that cross that river. We'll be walking gently and easily, step by step, across this river of change, while others find they have to jump in the water and swim or try to fight the current. We, as we follow that heart space, that love-based joy, peace, space within us, we will be buoyed up, guided, and carried across, like walking on very peaceful stepping stones across a current. And so that's what we're doing right now, Jules. We are in this process right now of beginning to set aside those unhappy, concerning thoughts of the mind, which the world tends to exaggerate and build up. And instead, we are learning to set those aside and tune in internally into that deeper sense of knowing of our safety and our well-being and our protection and our guidance. And the more we tune into this deeper space within us, the stronger that becomes, and the more we actually experience how we are guided, how much we are protected, how we are safe in every single aspect of life. And so this conflict between the mind trying to keep the physical body alive, survival, and it focuses on fear-based things or concern-based things, and the heart, which is really concerned about the well-being of the entire being, and its evolution and growth, and that focus on love and peace. So we are in this conflict right now, and a number of people have moved across into this heart space and are functioning from that quite joyfully in life. And others are still learning about this new way of being in the world. And the idea is that as the world turns, so to speak, as the world turns, and so go the days of our lives, we all know those phrases, we will begin to learn that the real source of our well-being does not come from our finances or from our relationships or from our health, but comes from that deep space of well-being inside of us, which is then reflected out into the world as health, financial abundance, loving relationships. And so we will be turning inside into that God within, or that divine source within, or that universal consciousness within each of us as our way, our salvation, our way of moving through this time. But that's what we're learning. And the events of the world will encourage us to find this deep peace within us. The events of the world, we will soon learn that the mind just won't be able to figure it all out. And we will automatically turn inside to find that.
Wow, I can definitely feel the energy continue to flow as Joe talks. I just love this. Joe, tell us how we should be reframing the way we think about the earthquakes or the devastation out there.
Several things. First of all, there's the phrase, know that everything is in divine order, meaning that there is something bigger in charge that is looking out for the welfare of all. Beyond the physical, it is looking out, including the physical, and beyond that, looking out for the welfare of all. So we have this peaceful knowing that there is a bigger plan and that this peace is part of it. So that's one step we do. Then we sit holding love and peace for all of those who are in these experiences which are challenging, and they're challenging on many levels. So we hold love and peace for those people rather than fear or worry or concern, which only makes more difficult the situation they're already in. Instead, we hold peace and love, and that radiates out to them and helps them find that peace and love. So that's the second thing we do, would be hold this place of peace and love. And then beyond that, we can begin to watch our own lives and notice what is that still small voice, that little hunch, that little inclination saying to us about our life. What are the things that we need to take care of? Why is it that we continue to notice little ads about have enough food on hand to last you a week or have enough water on hand? Why is it that we continue to notice that? Perhaps it would be wise to take some steps in that direction. So we notice inside of us the information that is coming to us in very simple, subtle steps. Information from guidance is very sweet and very loving and very respectful. So it will come through in just little waves, and we'll have a hunch or an intuition or a thought about it, and we take action on that. So should there be something that happens in our location where the food and water supplies are diminished for a period of time, we have resources to take care of ourselves. Or we have already followed internally to know that we need to move someplace else, or that we need to stay exactly where we are, or that we need to go on a trip that particular weekend. Whatever it is, we begin then to follow that internally. So those three steps, knowing that everything's in divine order, sending love and peace and harmony to those who are in challenges right now, and paying attention to the little intuitions that we have about taking care of ourselves and our own lives, those three steps then will assist us should something take place in our personal lives where we need to have resources around us that took a little preparation to have.
Good points. Is there a way that we could use our minds and thoughts and emotions to actually reduce the amount of major catastrophic events in the world right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's called the butterfly effect. If you look it up on the internet, you'll find a sweet story. It was a dissertation, a PhD dissertation in the 50s that kind of caught on and now has been researched and now has been documented as valid. The butterfly effect means is it says that when one butterfly flaps its wings on one side of the world, on the other side of the world, that simple flapping of the wings could be reflected as a great storm or a great moment of a spectacular event, that we have every thought, every word, every movement, everything we do has an effect that resounds all the way around the world. And I would carry that so far as to say not only including all the way around the world and all through the universe, that it echoes and multiplies as it goes farther and farther away from the point in which we started it. And so, yes, if we stay in a place of love and balance, we are broadcasting that out through the world. And we do that because that's who we are. We want to be aware that when we are working with source energy, we are providing source energy at a certain frequency, meaning love, and we are using that then to allow that energy to know what to do. So our mind doesn't have to try to control that energy. The mind doesn't have the intelligence to control that energy. We don't have enough wisdom. And yet, it's very curious, I heard an expression, we have power beyond our wisdom. Very great expression. We have power beyond our wisdom right within us. And to use that power, which is beyond our wisdom, meaning beyond our mind's ability to figure out, to use that, we need to get the mind out of the way. We need to get the mind out of the situation because the mind, remember, is fear-based. And it wants to manipulate and control the outcome and create things in a specific way that matches what the mind thinks would be best. And sometimes it's best that a tree fall. Sometimes that's the best. Even though we may love that tree, sometimes it's best that that tree fall because then we notice what takes place that is even more magnificent because of that. And so in our minds, we want to control the outcome and manipulate things, and yet the power that we have is so much wiser than that, so far beyond that, that we want to quiet the mind and use this great power within, which we call love, because that's the only word we know that is of that high frequency, and allow that to know exactly what to do. And that's what's taking place, Jules, right now during this broadcast. This source energy is being broadcast out to everyone who wanted to receive it, because source energy is very respectful of the desires, free will, of each individual. And that source energy already knows exactly what is perfection for that individual and exactly how to resolve the struggles and the concerns of that particular person. And so source energy is already at work. And that's what we can do. So we can sit in this frequency of love or peace or harmony or joy or gratitude or any of those vibrations that I like to call above the belt. They are all of the higher vibrations, the happy, joyful, pleasant ones. And those will radiate out into the world and create that throughout the world and throughout the universe via what's now documented as the butterfly effect.
Ah, the butterfly effect. That's the first time I've heard of that. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. You know, right now, as we're energizing and after everything you just said, realizing that this broadcast is going around the world with all of our listeners who are out there. So potentially, we have started to shift the vibration of the entire world just through this simple broadcast. Isn't it miraculous?
Absolutely. And because, in addition to that, everyone who's listening is now like a little relay station, like a router, a little relay station for this energy. So because there are more than two of us gathered, wherever two or more are gathered, because there are now thousands of us right now in this moment gathered together listening, we are a powerful force, in the universe for peace and joy and love and harmony, or whatever we choose to focus on, because source energy is unconditional. It will offer us whatever we indicate we would like. It is unconditional. And so it is merely, what people say, it is merely energy and can be used in any variety of ways. And so we, you and I, and those listening to these types of broadcasts, are very interested in the higher frequencies of source energy, the divine love, peace, harmony frequencies. And so we focus on those, and that's what we're creating right now, right this moment, radiating out through the world and through the universe. We are a bright light. Thanks to your show right now, Jules, you are creating a bright light radiating out into the universe. And if there are beings in other planets and other universes and other galaxies, they are smiling, going, oh, look what's going on Earth right now. Look what Jules is doing right there. And look at all those thousands of people with the bright light going.
Well, that's definitely a Kodak moment right there. So, Joe, the message that you're bringing us today is that the future of our planet, the future of us as human beings, the future of the universe is exceptionally bright right now. Is that right?
Absolutely. If you were to liken this period right now to the labor pains of giving birth, that would be where we are. If someone were to look in on the birth process and not know anything about what was taking place, they would think that that poor woman is in terrible pain, and that may be true, and that this should never be happening, and oh my gosh, we better stop this immediately, okay? And yet, we know that this is part of the normal process of bringing new life into the world. And we are in this process right now of bringing new life into the world. And we will have great abundance, great joy, great health, great harmony, magnificence beyond anything we can imagine. We are moving into this time right now. That's happening. It's being birthed. It's in the process right now. And that's why we need to be aware and hold the vision that we are the ones, we, you and I, and those listening, and other programs similar to this, we are the ones that are easing this birth process. We are the midwives and the doctors. We are the comforting. We are all of that, bringing in this new life form, this greater consciousness, which will connect with each one, every single individual will receive this great awakening. And along with that will come magnificent technologies, which are just beginning to appear now and may have been around for quite a while. Nikola Tesla developed many, many, many profound technologies, which are now being reintroduced, some of them being reintroduced back into society, as well as many new ones which will very soon start appearing, which will clean up the rivers, purify the skies, create great health in our bodies, restore our minds back into harmony and peace, bring joy into our hearts and our relationships. Financial abundance would not even be a term anymore, because we don't need it anymore, because everyone has all of their needs met in great joyful abundance, proliferance. So we wouldn't even be talking about financial abundance anymore, because that would be duality of abundance and not abundance, and everyone will have it. There is already plenty of financial abundance in the world, and it just needs to be flow out through the rivers and dispersed into everyone. So we are heading into what's been called the Golden Age, and that's been identified as 2012, I think December 22nd, 2012. However, we are actually in a window, and that particular date may not be the specific moment. We are in a window right now of several years before and several years after that time when our entire lives will be awakening, and we'll realize the impact of our thoughts. We'll realize the actions that we take and the reaction that comes back because of that. We'll realize the ways in which we need to bring greater balance into the way we live our life in terms of Mother Earth and the purity of the waters and the air and the food that we eat and the purity of the food that we eat and the gentle connection in our relationships. So we will be waking up to, oh my goodness, I didn't realize what I was doing. And then that will shift because we'll become very aware of it, very aware. So yes, 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 we are heading into magnificent abundance, magnificent health, magnificent relationships, and a sparkling, pure, beautiful world. And we are moving through the times of transition right now. And because we have difficulty knowing for sure in our sweet little minds that get concerned, we have difficulty knowing for sure that we are heading into something magnificent, then we get worried. If you could pretend that this were a ride at Disneyland, you would go, oh my gosh, you know, I pay money to get on the roller coaster ride at Disneyland to go up and down and get thrown sideways and backwards and splash through the water at the end and get off and say, wasn't that magnificent? Well, if we had the idea that we are on this magnificent ride and it is going to be just fine, then we could enjoy the pauses along the way and the turns along the way and whatever comes up along the way as we move into this wonderful golden age of awakening. It's going to be magnificent, Jules. It's going to be magnificent. And we are, my sense is we are tiptoeing on the edges of it. You know, when you're really excited about something and you see something wonderful ahead, you sometimes kind of just tiptoe up to observe it. It's just so magnificent. Your heart goes, oh, wow. That's where we are. And we are just catching glimpses of it. And those catching glimpses of it are passing the word back to those still journeying towards this edge, saying, look what's ahead. Look what I see. Look what's happening. And those still journeying along in the dry desert or up the mountainside or wherever it is before that vision is part of their reality go, I hope so. I hope that's true. And for me right now, they may be saying, it's still hard here, but I hope that's true. So we're all at different points of understanding and integrating these ideas into our everyday thoughts about life. And it's not that one is more advanced or better. It's that each of us have our own role to play and our own experiences to gather that we need to have prior to this moment of going, oh, I get it. And we each have those things that we want to complete prior to that moment. So we have to be very generous and very alert that we don't say one person is more advanced than another or more visionary than another or more in tune than another. We are all the same. We are all the same. And we have a different costume, a different body form, a different mind, a different consciousness around that sameness. And it makes it difficult for us to recognize each other. However, very, very, very soon, we will all begin to recognize each other, meaning that divinity within each of us and the place from which we all came and where we are all returning and the great, magnificent, beautiful harmony that we can create right now on this earth as we journey into this greater magnificence. We can do that, Jules. We can do that right now. And we're doing it.
I believe it, and it just excites me to no end. This is wonderful. Joe, let me touch on another subject that people may be thinking of right now. Again, with all of these earth disturbances, there have been many, many deaths. So let's talk about death as it has occurred.
This goes back to this interplay between the mind and the heart. The knowing of the heart is infinite. It goes on forever. And the knowing of the mind is finite. It ends with death. And so we have these two different ideas about life that are continually trying to dominate our thoughts every day. And so those of us that realize that, yes, death is a sad thing on a physical level because that physical form will no longer be here, and on an emotional level, it can be challenging because we loved that physical form. And yet on a bigger level, we realize that those beings are still here. They are still every bit as much as they always were, because their spirit, their soul, continues on, and that they will come right back into a new form, into a new body, to carry on the next task that they'd like to, or they'll continue some other plane dimension in their learning process. And so we have both going on. And those individuals that come in and lose their physical form knew that as part of their journey. That was part of the service that they wanted to offer in this moment right now, because those people that died in Haiti helped to awaken the millions of people around the world to the living conditions that go on in that sort of a country. Now, we have known about the living conditions in Haiti for a very long time, and Western cultures have used Haiti as its sweatshop to produce the products that we consume so easily. And we have used the lives and the welfare of those beings there on behalf of our pleasures and our accumulation of things. And that was a great part of the role of Haiti, and they lived in great poverty. And those individuals in Haiti have offered their life now to awaken us to the ways in which we, meaning Western culture, have been living, and the ways in which we use human life to satisfy some of our physical needs, meaning clothing and conspicuous consumption kind of needs, a collection of things far beyond our use. And so we are now being awakened by the service of their life, the offering of their life, as we are being awakened to the ways in which we want to improve the entire world, the ways in which we want to have living conditions improved around the world, the ways we want to have medical health and pure water and education and freedom and opportunities to live an abundant life, that we want to share that throughout the world. And so these beings came to awaken us, and they're doing that very effectively. So we are grateful to them for their offering. We offer love and prayers to the being, their soul, which will assist them on into their next evolution, whatever's next for each one of them. And we change our lives because of them being in it, as we change our lives because of everyone who's in our life. We change because of that. And we are changing dramatically because of these earthquakes in Haiti and now in Chile. And there may well be many earthquakes, because the earth is beginning to realign itself. It's beginning to line back up those continental plates, which have drifted apart and used to all be one great ring around the earth, great joining around the earth, giving stability and balance and beauty. And they have drifted apart through a variety of different things. And they are being rejoined now. They are coming back together into wholeness. And so we will be watching many things take place in our world, which will be magnificent, amazing, profound kinds of events. And so we stay in this heart place of knowing about the great wisdom that is taking place here right now. And we begin to live our lives with more balance in our lives. So in the little ways in which each of us individually can do that, we can decide to honor all life around us. So we stop killing the ants and the different kinds of things that we just routinely eradicate, exterminate from our lives. We begin to work with those in a different way. And we begin to honor the food that we're eating before we eat it. We begin to honor it as a living, conscious being, and we say thank you. Some people call that prayer. I generally, just before I start preparing food, I just say thank you. Thank you for the offering. And in that moment, that consciousness that was broccoli or egg or whatever it is, then is freed. It's freed, because as we have gratitude, we create freedom and joy. And so then the food is even more nourishing for each one of us. So we become more conscious about our lives. We become more conscious about everything around us. And we're grateful for all that offers itself in service to the higher awakening of everyone.
Then we need to honor those who have passed by creating a wonderful new future in which they can come back and enjoy.
Yes, and in which those who still live here in other underdeveloped nations where they are living in very extreme poverty, to open our hearts and reach out to those and improve their life now, improve it right now for all of those around the world. And we all have ways in which we know to do that, whether it's right on our individual level in the ways I mentioned, or whether we donate to specific causes, or whatever it is that we do, that's perfect. And stay tuned into that heart knowing inside of you that's calling for your action in certain ways. And it may just be giving a homeless person a donation or a smile. You know, it whatever it is, stay aware, stay awake, and offer it.
This has been such an uplifting show for me. I just feel so grateful.
I want to say thank you to you, Jules, for having this wonderful program and the ways in which you are serving the world. And thank you to all the listeners and the ways in which you are serving the world, because together we are a powerful force and we are changing things. And for anyone who would like to learn how to work with energy and who would like to learn how to begin to change your life and the lives of others using energy techniques, the training will be offered May 1st and 2nd. And the night before the training, April 30th, in person, I'll be offering the marriage of the pineal and the pituitary, which are the two first two glands in our endocrine system. And the pineal has to do with bringing in the heavenly energies, and the pituitary has to do with transferring those energies into the physical form, our physical life. And when those two are joined, that's called the sacred union, and we blend those two so that they become a balanced harmonic, they function together as one, then the energies from the heaven can easily be transferred into the physical form, and that assists with all levels of manifesting and abundance in our lives. So I'll be doing that initiation on Friday night. And this is all held in Ventura, California. It's just north of Los Angeles is where it'll all be held. So it's a great opportunity. And for anyone who would like to just continue to receive the energy from this, just replay the archive. So just get your MP3 player, download it, and just let the broadcast play very, very quietly at night while you're sleeping, and the energy will be there to assist you as it will continue to help clear and open and awaken you on your path. So take advantage of these opportunities that Jules offers to you for the recordings and the downloads. That's magnificent.
And another thing that's magnificent is signing up for Joe's workshop on May 1st or 2nd. All you need to do is go to joedunning.com, joedunning.com, and sign up.
When you go to our website, joedunning.com, you'll find several things that are absolutely free that are there to serve you on a regular basis. One is the Abundance Project, and that needs you to actually enter your name into that, which gives me your consent to do daily work for you towards abundance. And that's what I do. Every person that's in the Abundance Project, daily I do work for each one of you, as well as a huge wave of abundance that circles the planet every Friday, sunrise to sunset, for everyone in that project to help you in your abundance, whatever aspect of abundance you need in your life, whether it's health or relationship or money or job, whatever it is. So that's free, the Abundance Project. Also, the prayer list is free, and you can add your name to the prayer list and the names of anything or any pet or any purpose or cause or anything you'd like to that prayer list. And every single day I send prayer work on behalf of everyone on that list, and the names stay on the list for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, you can re-enter any of the names that you'd like to. So those two things are ongoing daily and have really helped a lot of people. If someone wants to read the Abundance blog, you'll notice the ways in which individuals are entering comments about how they've been helped by the prayer list or the Abundance Project and different things that are offered. And those are all free. So take advantage of them if you're called to this kind of energy work and it feels like it resonates with who you are and what you want, then get your name on those lists so that you can have that extra support. Oh, and I have two free teleconferences each month that I offer for anyone who wants to tune in. One is on the second Thursday of the month, and one is on the last Tuesday of the month. And the second Thursday of the month is for clearing, to get rid of things in your life that you would like to have different, to clear them out. And the one on the last Tuesday of the month that I do is for transformation of consciousness. And we, people say, Joe, you give the whole kitchen sink away on those on Tuesday night, the last Tuesday of the month. It's absolutely free. Just get the contact information, and you can tune in then for that hour and receive that energy work any place in the world, wherever you are during that hour. Listen, and you receive the transformation that's offered then, and that's free. Thanks. I think that's it, Jules.
You know, I do want to share with everybody my experience with the Abundance Project, because since you've been on the show and providing us all of this wonderful energy, the network has expanded dramatically. In just 6 months, we have surpassed other networks that have been on the internet for the last 10 years. I mean, our growth has been phenomenal, and I know it has to do with this energy and the Abundance Project and all the wonderful things that we're attracting to us and all the wonderful listeners. So thank you, Joe. You and your energy have been a major part of our growth.
Thank you, Jules. I am so glad to hear about the great changes taking place for you. The Abundance Project has really helped many, many people, and I'm always grateful to hear about that. And the energy, as always, is source energy, and I just happen to have stumbled on a way to focus that energy and assist people. I'm kind of just a middle person here, and as always, it comes from source.
Well, thank you for being a wonderful conduit for source energy to come through. Well, Joe, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on, and let's get you back on as soon as we can, okay?
Great, Jules. It's been great being here again. Thanks so much.
And big hugs to all the wonderful listeners out in every part of the world. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Love you all. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.